Hey there, Freedom Fighters. My name is Andrew Warner. I'm the founder of Mixergy, where I interview entrepreneurs about how they built their businesses, and I do it for an audience of real entrepreneurs. I've been talking for a long time about how we are using chat more and more to communicate with our friends, with the people we work with, and some of you might be just tired of hearing me say it, but I've got to set it up so that the audience who never heard me say it understands it. And I say, look, if we're using chat to communicate with the people we love, with the people we work with, why are we just using email as a way of communicating with people we want to sell to? Why are we relegating them to this ghetto-like experience instead of saying, there's a new world? Why don't we incorporate chat? And the way that I learned to incorporate chat was using this tool called ManyChat that allows me to reach my audience using Facebook Messenger and lets them respond back to me and lets me do all the stuff that I do via email, but via chat. And actually more than the stuff that I do via email. I love it so much. I actually got to invest in the company behind it in ManyChat. It's just been a phenomenal investment, but also a great way for me to understand what's coming up. And when I started talking about ManyChat, it was a lot of, at some point in the future, this will be used by big people that you respect. At some point in the future, this will make money for people like you. At some point in the future, this will make money for people who you admire. Get into it now. It will at some point in the future. That some point in the future is no longer the future. It's the now. Yes, there will be more in the future, but it's happening right now. And there are these two people who created a chatbot that a lot of people have been buzzing about because it did $3 million in sales within 1 hour. So I invited them here to talk about how they did it. But the truth is that's their claim to fame that gets attention, that gets people to pay it, to notice them and to say, what? $3 million in an hour of sales? But as DG Gregory, who's listening to us live, we are recording this interview live, as he said, you know what? I'm actually much more interested in this loyalty bot stuff that they did for smaller businesses. And I'm with you. I think it's exciting to see the big win. But if that's an outlier and it's not what most of us are going to be able to do for ourselves or our clients, let's understand what's more commonly effective. In fact, let's do both. And so I brought the two people here who are behind that chat experience to understand how they did both. We've got David Sambor. He is coming to us all the way from Bali. And Philippe Lukuta. How did I do with the last name?
Perfect.
Philippe Lukuta. You are where in the world?
I'm in Provence right now.
Southeast. Oh, man. I'd love to be in Provence. And they have got independent freelance gigs where they set up chatbots for their clients. And then together, they also have this thing called Messenger Marketing Experts, where they train people to do messenger marketing for their clients. This interview where we find out how they built these chatbots, how they generated revenue, how they got people like Tony Robbins as clients is sponsored by two phenomenal companies. The first will host your website, right? If you're creating a digital agency and you want a website, go check out HostGator, great sponsor. And the second, when you're ready to take your business to the next level and want the top, the best of the best developers, you got to check out TopTal, but I'll talk about those later. First, good to have you here, guys. Thanks for being here.
No problem. Nice to be here.
Thank you, Andrew. Very excited to be here with you guys.
Me too. Why don't we start with this big success that you had? What was the chatbot? Maybe we should have one of you decide that you're going to tell this story. What's the chatbot that that did over $3 million?
It was the launch for a program called the Knowledge Business Blueprint, which was the first time Tony Robbins has actually done an online course for 10 years. And he joined forces with Dean Graziosi and Russell Brunson. So it was basically a live YouTube event that took place on April the 30th. And we were approached because we'd worked with Dean in the past for his Evergreen webinars. We were approached by Dean's team about 2 weeks before, rightfully, before the actual launch of the live training, which was, again, a YouTube live, to put together a messenger reminder sequence for the event. So what happened was
this was a paid event or a free event?
No, it's a free event.
A free event. So they were doing this free event. They wanted people who registered to actually show up for the thing, and show up rates have been going down. Got it. And I'm assuming they also had an email reminder, right? Anyone who registered gave their email. I saw your eyes pop up, David. Okay, good. And they wanted chat. Why, if they have email, why do they also want a messenger reminder?
What they actually did is, I think Russell Brunson was involved with the whole ClickFunnels side of the funnel. So there was an opt-in page, but then there was on the thank you page, there was a button to get reminders in Facebook Messenger. So I think it was around 30-35% of people subscribed to reminders in Messenger as well. And we also delivered a mobile wallet event ticket, so similar to what Eventbrite would do for major
people. Oh, wait, so they had this before you, or they didn't have it before you?
No, they didn't have it.
They didn't have it. But the reason that they wanted, I'm assuming, a Facebook Messenger reminder is it's more timely. People's phones will vibrate. They'll get that alert. They'll say, hey, the thing you registered for with Tony Robbins, Dean Graziosi, Russell Brunson, it's here. Tap to open. When they tap, they get to watch it. And they wanted that timely thing. There it is. And then also that, which I love that you've got on your screen for people who don't see it, it's one of these it's just like in the Apple Wallet, you could have a credit card. You can also in the Apple Wallet have your ticket to your flight and your ticket to an event. You guys figured out how to do a ticket to just an online free event that way? And people registered for that? I didn't know that was possible.
Yeah.
I should do that. Really? That's easy?
Yeah.
What tool did you use to do that?
That's what we teach. Yeah, well, yes. We have a software that creates those event tickets and loyalty programs, and we integrate that into ManyChat.
What's the tool that you use to do that?
It's our own software.
Oh, you created the software that does it. Got it. And what's the advantage of having that? Is it also that it does a reminder for people before the event?
Yeah. Well, what was very surprising, and we did not expect that, is that when people added the event ticket in their wallet, is that we got sales from people sharing the wallet, the event ticket, from a wallet to another wallet.
What do you mean? You could do that? If I get a ticket in my wallet, I could share it with my wife?
Yeah.
I had no idea.
But not only with your wife, but your friends and anybody who is in your...
Why? There's a share feature on there? I didn't even...
Yeah, on the back of the pass, okay, you can have links. And that's what we did. On the back of the pass, we had, you know, before the live event, we had educational videos to nurture people before the live. And we send 4 videos. And every time we send a video, we send them a message in ManyChat Messenger, but we also send them a push notification on their lock screen.
Holy, wait, a push notification beyond, obviously, ManyChat will send a push notification for chat. Are you saying also via the loyalty card or the ticket card? You could? Hang on a second. So I'm doing this thing live. I got to interrupt it because I'm fired up now. I had no idea this was possible. So I'm doing this thing live. Obviously, I send people reminders to show up. Email reminders, they kind of ignore. Chat reminders, they click and come in. You're saying I could also add a ticket to their mobile phone. I'm assuming this is Apple only, or is it also on Android?
Android as well.
Android also. Then they get it on their phone, and Apple will allow me to send a push notification and say, I'm live now?
Yep.
Holy, I had no... Look, Ben is saying wow too. Anne Marie is seeing I'm excited. I get excited about stuff like this all the time, but the fact that other people are excited is also interesting to me. Got it.
And that's even more exciting since Facebook has turned down all the broadcasts in Messenger and stuff. So
they're no longer pinging people's phones. It doesn't vibrate anymore.
What happens, Andrew? If you know, like going back to the loyalty side, obviously, as you know, Facebook came out with a 24+1 rule, which is now being strictly enforced. So
yes.
We do the loyalty program. We start the conversation in Facebook Messenger, but we then deliver a mobile wallet loyalty card, such as the Starbucks one.
Yeah.
What happens on the back of the card is we can put referrals, we can put links. So we send a push from mobile wallet to the lock screen of the phone. And when they click on the link on the back, it's a ref URL to bring them back into ManyChat to open up the 24+.
And now, okay, so for people who don't know this, the 24, I see Anne-Marie's asking about this. For people who don't know this, Facebook Messenger is so powerful that if you send a message, people are going to open it up instantly and just go see it, which is why, as you've heard in the other interviews I've done in this series, people are getting over 90% open rates, which is unheard of for email. The problem with that is Facebook doesn't want you to have that power to just keep sending out messages and have people open up their chat and then get ads from you. And so what they said is, hey guys, you can send people messages 24 hours after their last interaction and we'll give you one other opportunity beyond that. And that's kind of constraining for marketers who are used to the email world where you send a message when something urgent is going on or when there's a sale. And so what David and Philippe figured out is if we add a card to people's mobile wallet, that card could bring them back into Messenger, which then opens up that message again. And he's holding it up, Philippe is, for people who are watching us live.
Pass.
That's I have no idea.
Pass. And you have here links, URLs to videos. From the pass.
It's in there. So I didn't know I could do that. So can I just pay you guys to use your pass creation software for my next event? How does that work?
Yeah, sure.
Where do I go to buy that? Where do I go to sign up for that?
I will give you the link. We can put the link in the chat if you want.
So the next time that I want to do one of these live events, I could come to you guys and say, hey, I want to have people show up. Here's the time and event. Can you give me a link? I get the link. And when I put it on the confirmation page after people register for my live event, they will have a card in their wallet reminding them to show up. Is that right?
Correct.
That's fantastic.
Even every time you add a video, for example, every time you upload a video to your blog, for example, they can get a push notification from the pass on their lock screen. So that way they won't miss anything, because sometimes people miss your emails but they can't miss a lock screen.
No. And I can't believe this is even freaking possible. Okay. All right. I get it. So this is one of the reasons why Dean Graziosi said, hey, I like working with you guys. What other work did you do for him before this online event?
About 2 years ago that we set up Dean's Evergreen webinar with Everweb.
Got it. Okay. So you guys set up other digital marketing things for him. When he did this live event, he said, let's just bring these guys on. Let's bring them on. And he specifically wanted you to do reminders, nothing else. Didn't want a funnel, didn't want email.
Well, initially it was for the reminder sequence hey, we're live. But then it quickly became more of an onboarding thing and a customer service bot
But they initially said, just handle our chatbot. Guys, we want to do a chatbot reminder. You take that on and do your loyalty card thing. Take that on and that's it. So that's the first thing that you did. And then they said, hey, look, while you're doing this, can you also make sure that the customer service is handled? Because if people are getting a reminder in chat and then they ask a question, we don't want them to be ignored. So it built up beyond that. Okay, I get it.
Well,
so,
actually, initially they were not aware of like you. They didn't know that that wallet thing exists or could be used for an event ticket. So we kind of convinced them to use that, and we're happy we did, because the results have been so great, and also wallet saved the day. Because maybe you will remember, but the day we launched Messenger, Facebook did an update Messenger at the very second we launched. When we sent the final broadcast saying, hey, live, we sent that to 55,000 people, and Facebook crashed because they were doing an update in Messenger. So people could not click on the button to join the live.
But you had the ability to fire off a message on their lock screen and bring them in. Anne-Marie is saying, what a nightmare. I'm completely with you. It stinks when we do anything that's live and time sensitive. Some random stuff could happen. You use Confusionsoft and suddenly Confusionsoft starts breaking and doesn't go out. Or some portion of their list doesn't get delivered because they have a problem with Hotmail or Gmail or something. Or, as you said, Facebook could have an issue with this. I like having multiple points of contact. I get it. Okay, so you saved the day there. Talk about then how that translated into sales.
What happened was the event was at, it was actually 8 a.m. in Bali, both Philippe
and 5 p.m. Pacific time.
So the training went on for about an hour and a half. And within Zapier, we had ClickFunnel purchase triggers. Both for the actual main course itself, plus they had a mastermind upsell.
Mm-hmm.
What happened is they opened the car roughly about an hour and a half after the presentation. And we were obviously within Zapier having triggers that were ClickFunnels purchase, ManyChat, tag. And then we had a counter that was just basically counting up the amount of sales. So we were both, because Philippe lives in Bali, he's just back in France for a couple of months. So
yeah,
we live very close together. So we were here, we watched the training. So we've got a counter in ManyChat that was tallying up all of the purchases and all of the upsells. So it was about 15 minutes after they opened the car. I was like, oh, we're at 1 million. Philippe's got his calculator out like this, you know.
So we're getting a little bit of feedback. There we go. It was a little bit of feedback.
Pretty much dead on the hour. He went, we've just gone past 3 million in one hour.
And it's 3 million sales coming in directly from orders that are initiated via the chatbot.
Yeah. Right.
Okay. We're going to find out how that happened in a moment. I'm going to talk about my first sponsor first. We're going to find out how that happened. And then we're going to go into the specifics, like what was in the chatbot. I also want to find out about some of the smaller clients that you have. And then for people who are watching us live, one of the things that I promised was at the end of the interview, we will end the podcast. We'll see your screen and we'll see, like, get more geeky, more specific. Are you guys up for doing that?
Sure.
Okay, good. All right. So first sponsor is a company called HostGator. If you are doing anything online, I think a website is incredibly helpful. And one of the first things that you want to do is just get a simple website, get it up and running. And I love HostGator because with one click, you get WordPress up and running. You guys are learning a lot here today. One of the things that I imagine is there's someone who's going to watch. What do? We just did an interview with someone who had a service company that created chatbots for restaurants. And at the end of it, he said, you know, someone could run away with this idea and do the same thing, create chatbots for car washes. Says no one thinks about car wash owners, but they have a lot of money to spend. You could easily do this, like, if you register for my chatbot, I'll give you two car washes for the price of one type of thing, and they could more than make up for it. Anyway, these ideas have been flowing through here. All you need is a website. Go to hostgator.com/mixergy. You'll get the lowest price possible. Quickly put up a WordPress site saying, this is your digital agency. You're helping car washes get clients. Don't even say that it's chat that you're using. Just copy what's working for him. Copy what's working for these guys and bring it to another industry. Whatever you want, whatever your idea is, put up a website. You are now a digital agency and go out and promote it to clients and then start your business. It's super simple to build a website, but it adds a ton of credibility. And if you go to hostgator.com/mixergy, you'll get the lowest price that they have available. You'll get one-click install of WordPress. They'll keep it super low. And then as you grow, they'll give you lots of options. They're, I don't think, making much money from people who are just getting started with a website. They are there investing in you by giving you a low price, thinking, at some point, they're going to want email marketing. Guess what? They bought an email marketing company. At some point, you're going to want this. At some point, you're going to want that. They bought those companies. They just want to introduce you to them when you get big enough. And until then, take advantage of the low offer. And they are really good at maintaining uptime and at growing with you. HostGator.com/Mixergy. Super proud that they've been getting such great results with my audience. HostGator.com/Mixergy. All right. So technically, what happened? People got reminders saying that that this event is live. What did they get afterwards in chat that led to sales?
What happened is when they landed on the thank you page for opt-in, again, there was roughly around 35% that clicked on send reminders via Messenger. So that brought them into Facebook Messenger, where we then delivered the event ticket. And basically what happened, there was four value videos before the event. So it was a 10-day launch.
Okay. So even before the live event, you were sending them links to these videos via Facebook Messenger. And again, just for people who aren't familiar with Messenger marketing, how it works is their phone would vibrate. They get an alert saying you've got a message. They open the message and it links them to a video. Just like if my wife sent me a text message, I'd get an alert, I'd tap it, and if she sent me a video, I could watch that video. Okay, so you did four of those videos before the event. What else happened?
Both in Messenger and in Wallet as well.
I'm sorry, Philippe, what were you saying?
Both in Messenger and Wallet. So
got it, Messenger and Wallet, okay. And then David, then what happened that led to sales? The day of, I'm assuming there's a reminder?
Yeah, so there was the four... valued videos before the live event. And we then sent out a reminder 24 hours before the event. Now, the biggest challenge for us, and I'll let Philippe explain, was that we actually spoke to Mikel from ManyChat saying, we're a bit concerned that we're going to be sending out 60,000 reminders in one go. He got back to us and said, well, that's not going to happen because Facebook will rate limit your sending capability. So Philippe had to do a workaround. So I'll let
Basically, the concern, as you mentioned, is that it was a live event. So we were thinking about anything that could happen that may crash. They use Infusionsoft, they use Zapier, they use ManyChat. Any of those could have crashed at any given time when you handle so many data all at once. So we were obviously very concerned, and we investigated with each of those companies what are your amount of API calls you can support. So we asked Mikael Young, the CEO of ManyChat, how Facebook is going to handle that, and he came back to us several days before, and he said, big problem here because Facebook won't allow more than between 2,000 and 3,000 messages per minute. But we had to send 60 at the same second, basically, because
when you go live.
Right? So, and also we found out that Zapier also had limitation in the amount of API calls we could have. So we had to play with all those informations. And basically what I did is I created a streamline between ManyChat and Zapier. So every time someone was entering the funnel, they were entering in a bucket of reminders. So we had we segmented the reminders across 40 minutes before the live event. So
some people were reminded to come in 40 minutes before the event happened, and others were a minute before.
Correct.
Got it. Couldn't you just do that based on first name or something? Like I've had to do that in the past where I didn't want to flood myself with like live chat coming at me. I remember one time I said, I want to send a message to everyone who subscribed to my chat and say, I'm sitting here at a coffee shop, chat with me. But I realized if I sent it to everyone, I'd get flooded and I couldn't deal with it. So what I did was I said, right now, everyone whose name starts with A gets a message. And then once I'm done, everyone with B gets a message. Once I'm done with them, everyone, you couldn't do something like that and target it based on the letter of their name?
Probably, but the amount of the amount of subscribers was too. So we had to be precisely based upon the moment they signed up to streamline the entire thing.
Okay.
So and it went well, except what happened is that Facebook updated Messenger at the very second, and so two things happened. As you know, in ManyChat there is basically. We send a button. The link was inside a button, and the button was saying, "We are live. Click here to join." So people were clicking on the button, and the button was not working. And so we got messages from people freaking out. "Hey, I cannot join. I cannot join."
Yeah.
And we then freaked out. What the, whatever, and we had to think very quickly because obviously people wanted to join. So. Two things saved the day. First, I ran to David's villa saying, send the push from the wallet.
Okay.
And then I came back to my computer and I switched to default reply in ManyChat where everything someone was saying something.
Smart.
I was sending the raw link so people could join through the raw link.
Got it. Okay, I'm with you. Let's go into because now we're getting too so geeky that only people who know messenger marketing are going to get it. Let's just zoom out for a moment. What happened at closed sales? I'm assuming after the event happened, you triggered a bunch of messages in Facebook Messenger saying this thing that Tony Robbins and Dean Graziosi and all these people talk about is now open, and if you want to buy, click here to buy. Am I right? Is that how you did it?
Correct.
And you got your own link. And you guys weren't, that's it. That's what it was. Was there anything special about the way you worded that?
So we had this, it was too geeky, sorry.
Slava's agreeing. Yeah, it was too geeky. Slava in the live chat.
It was, they could obviously join the live and we opened the cart, send the link to the cart, and they were joining from Messenger, and then we also send follow-up sequences from Messenger as well.
Okay.
For the people that were taking more time, the thinkers. So obviously, during the live event, during the first hour, we had those 3 million in sales. Those were the impulse buyer.
Okay.
And then another 3.7 million in sales over a time frame of 10 days.
So we're looking at people who saw it and then said, I'm going to buy it. And what was the price point on this item?
$2,000.
$2,000. Okay. All right. Not bad. That's impressive that so many people were buying it. I'm guessing you guys weren't working on commission, right? You were just working on straight up fee for setting it up.
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay. I get it. But what you did here will work for other people, of course, which is get a reminder using Facebook Messenger. And the reminder, before the reminder happens, you could warm people up by giving them videos or other content to tell them what's happening, and then remind them when it's happening on Facebook Messenger, and then do a follow-up saying, hey, this thing that you just came to, it's now for sale. Click here to buy it if you want it. That's a definite repeatable process. God knows we've used this to ourselves. All right. Let's talk now about the other clients that you've had. Can you give me an example of a smaller business that you've worked with before and some of the loyalty work that you did with them? I know you had a big talk, Philippe, last year about this at Many Chats Conversations Conference.
Yeah.
Sure. I mean, I specifically first got involved with Apple Wallet in 2012 when Apple first introduced it as Passbook at the time. And at that particular time, I was living in Thailand and I had a publishing company. And a lot of the big brands, such as Marriott, Starwood, and obviously Starbucks, were using Mobile Wallet for their loyalty programs. And what happened was I thought, wow, Apple very rarely come out with something that isn't going to obviously sort of, take over that particular industry. So I got involved in that. And then what happened was, eventually, obviously, when Messenger and ManyChat came out and they came out with a Zapier app, I'm like, wow, I've just died and gone to heaven because now I can combine Messenger and Mobile Wallet to open up this loyalty communication channel from within Facebook Messenger. So I started implementing that for a lot of my clients. And
give me an example of a client that you did it for so that I have a vision of what you made.
Well, I've got quite a lot of restaurant clients. One particular restaurant, they first started implementing the Mobile Wallet loyalty program in early October.
Okay, so this is a restaurant, and you created one of these like Apple Wallet cards, loyalty card that did what? What did it offer the diner at a restaurant?
Basically, what they did was every month they would send out a push for special offers, whether or not it could be, we've got a new spring lunch menu, 10% off.
There, Philippe's showing it on the screen. And so that's the card that would go into somebody's wallet from a burger joint.
So this is, for example, a stem card. So every time the restaurant scans that pass here, it will add a stamp on the pass.
Got it. And your software creates that stamping process.
Correct.
But the restaurant needed to have what device in order to do it?
Just a phone.
Just a phone. As long as they have a phone with your app, they could scan it and give the diner credit on their card. Got it.
Right.
And so the reason that diners want to have this loyalty card is because if they eat enough, then they get something for free. The reason that restaurants want it is, yes, they get the loyalty from the customer who comes back, but also you help them see that they could ping the customer, am I right? And say, yeah, we are offering this great new what? What was it that they would ping with?
Say for example, one of our students recently, a case study was that she switched one of her, again, it was a restaurant, a small restaurant in the UK, who was using Facebook Messenger just as, you know, again, like a chat bot. So she introduced them to using mobile wallet loyalty. And then what happened was that in January, that, which is their normal slow time of the year, straight after Christmas, so they sent out via mobile wallet a 50% off discount. So because that went through as push notifications, she didn't have to do any Facebook ads. She didn't have to do any sponsored ads. And that restaurant, that particular month, made £77,000.
Wow.
Just from people going. So they had the push during January, 50% off. And they would go in, show the voucher.
Yep.
And then obviously redeem that. And they, you know, we have a way of reporting as well, so that when somebody scans the QR code, we can then do all of that in Zapier. So,
and David, at the restaurant, all the diner has to do is they see a sign that says, get our loyalty card and you'll get a free, your ninth burger is free or your fifth cup of coffee is on us. All they have to do is scan the QR code and then it automatically adds the loyalty card. Am I right?
Correct.
That's it. And then once they have the loyalty card on their phone, they just have to show it to the person behind the counter and they get their card stamped. That's the whole process. Now I've seen this. I'm living in San Francisco. There are restaurants that literally, I've taken pictures of this and posted it on Twitter. They will have 5 or 6 different iPads hold in the restaurant business. The one thing that you are doing that I haven't seen from others is saying, yes, it's loyalty card, and when the customer returns to you, there's an incentive for them to buy whatever. You're saying, we'll also do push notification, a push that will bring them back in. We don't have to wait for them to remember to come in. We push, and that's the thing that I hadn't seen from others. By the way, who was it? Someone, John Court, who's watching and listening to us live, is saying, what about Android Wallet? Admittedly, I am an iPhone person, so I'm not familiar with Android Wallet. How does it work there? Is it the same thing?
Yeah.
Same thing. So, one QR code will automatically detect what device they're on and send whatever card they need?
Correct.
Yeah.
Got it. All right. I'm with you. This is amazing stuff so far. All right. And so why didn't you guys were developing this. Why not create it into a software and sell it online? Why were you still doing it as a service?
We do. That's the whole point. We have our Messenger Marketing Experts is...
But if I go to Messenger Marketing Experts, what I see there is the pitch is your course. I don't see the software. It feels like this would be a great piece of software to just sell alone.
The thing is, if we sell it by itself, there's obviously a learning curve because it's quite complex on how to set up in conjunction, because the thing is, Andrew, what we do is all of the loyalty is also incorporated into Facebook Messenger. So whenever somebody scans a QR code, that would be a ref UR, that would be bring them into Messenger. We then detect whether or not they're on an iPhone or an Android, send them the card in, so they click a button in Facebook Messenger, then automatically adds that to their wallet app, either on an iPhone or Android. So we then use Apple Wallet and Messenger in conjunction with each other.
No, I get all that. What I'm wondering is, why are you making the software only available to your students? Why not say we're creating loyaltypass.com? Every restaurant and coffee shop should be using this. And if you use it, you get it all for free, but you pay for push notifications, right? It doesn't cost you much to maintain that. Why aren't you doing something like that?
We could do, but we just we're
fine. Well, so far we have kept it for our students and member of the membership, so they can offer that service to the clients. So, yeah, that's
all right. I want to get into now, we've talked a lot about loyalty cards. I want to get into how Messenger fits into this and how this whole ManyChat experience fits into this. Let me take a moment. Slava had the same question I did. I'm glad that you guys brought it. I'm glad that you guys liked the question, and I'm still curious, why didn't you guys create that software? But I'll talk about my second sponsor. My second sponsor is a company called TopTal. Well, how would you guys feel if somebody heard this and said, you know what? I just want to create a website where anyone can create their own loyalty card, but my developers are too busy. They're doing other stuff. I'm going to go to TopTal. I'll hire a developer who's created any kind of loyalty card software for Apple, for Google, and just like allow them to quickly create a loyalty card. So, they create the software. They build a website for you. If somebody went to TopTal and hired someone to do it, then we put up a website and say, here, this software is now available for free, but your 1,000th use, you've got to start paying, something like that. Would you be bothered if somebody went to TopTal with that idea? Maybe you would.
Sorry,
would you be bothered if somebody took the loyalty card idea and then went to TopTal and then hired a developer to create it as a standalone software, as a SaaS company?
There are existing SaaS companies, but they're very, very expensive. So
right. I actually see one that's totally free for creating a loyalty card, but it stinks because it doesn't pick up on the part that you guys are brilliant at, which is follow up. Messages. All it does is it creates a card for an event, and it's free. And they say, "We'll do it on the donation purpose and the donation basis. Give us $8.99 a month if you care enough about us." I'm not giving you $8.99. It's not doing much. But your idea is great. Would you feel bothered if somebody? You know what? I'm going to say this. Any ideas that you guys have, if your team, if you're listening to me in my audience, and your team is too busy to implement them, or you just want someone who has expertise in something, instead of trying to figure it out for yourself, you go to TopTal. You get the best of the best developers. Challenge them. Say, "Look, here is my challenge. I want to, I don't know, create a reminder Facebook Messenger bot that anybody can use, but after they have 100 people who get reminders, they have to pay. That's my new SaaS company. That's my new product, whatever it is." You go to TopTal and you don't say, "I need a developer." You say, "I need a developer who worked with this technology before, who built a product like this before, who can accept some of my quirks." You give them whatever your quirks are. Every company has quirks. Like for us, we're all task-based project. Anything that you do, it's got to be in a task. I don't need the chat in Slack. We don't do any of that. And then if you do something, you better create a checklist for the next person who has to do it again. It's my little quirk. Great. Whatever your quirks are, you tell it to them, and TopTal will find a developer who's done this for you before, who's done it for other people before, who you can hire and get started with quickly. I'm talking too fast. This is just like where it's pounding in people's heads. I'll slow it down. And we'll work with your quirks. I'm going to just close it out by saying, and because it's created by Mixergy fans, you get longtime Mixergy fans. They were at my first live event, first big live event that I did at South by Southwest. You get 80 hours of TopTal developer credit when you pay for your first 80 hours, in addition to a no-risk trial period. All you have to do is be one of many people who listened to me and went to toptal.com/Mixergy. Remember, 80 hours of developer credit when you pay for your first 80 hours in addition to a no-risk trial period of up to 2 weeks. So it's top is in top of your head, tal is in talent, toptal.com/Mixergy. Okay, what's the connection then to chat? So far, we've seen this loyalty product. How does chat marketing fit in with this?
Well, obviously, as you know, the open and the click-through rates in Messenger are astonishing. So what happened is everything that we do within Facebook Messenger is hooked up to the mobile wallet software via API. So it's a very seamless integration. So it's almost sort of like every time somebody clicks on a get my event ticket, as was for Tony Robbins, or get my loyalty card, that's hooked up to our software. So that when somebody then gets their mobile wallet, we have all of that information in Messenger as well. So we know who's installed their card, who hasn't installed their card.
Oh, because with the wallet, you don't get the name of the person who installed the card?
We know exactly who's installed it.
Does Wallet give you that data?
No, ManyChat. Because
only ManyChat. Wallet is more anonymous, but because of is it that right?
We know on both software.
We know from both. Got it. And so now what you're doing with ManyChat is, this is getting maybe a little confusing for people. You're using Messenger to reach people via using ManyChat to reach people via Facebook Messenger. So their phones get those alerts and they open it up and they get a message in Messenger. You're using that as one way of reaching people, and the loyalty card is another. And the combination means you've got two ways to reach people in two powerful ways, because people are more likely to open them. Got it. Okay. Correct. And are you also doing email marketing?
Sorry?
Are you also doing email marketing for people? Are you targeting them via email, messenger, and loyalty card? You are.
Yes. Yeah, multi-channel. Yeah. SMS, email, voice. Yeah.
And it's all largely for local businesses?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah.
So the interaction is, I, as a patron of my favorite coffee shop or burger joint, I might see that they're going to offer me my 10th, let's say, burger for free. All I have to do is hit the QR code. I hit the QR code. The QR code opens up what? Chat, Facebook Messenger, or loyalty card?
Messenger.
Facebook Messenger. Opens up Facebook Messenger. Facebook Messenger says, is it okay for me to give you the loyalty card here and stay connected with you in the future? I say yes. I get the loyalty card, which opens up the wallet. The wallet says, here's your card. It's now in there forever. And now when you guys want to reach me, you could reach me via Facebook Messenger or via my lock screen from the wallet.
Or email.
Or email, because you'll also ask me for email within Facebook Messenger. That's the whole thing.
Yeah, sorry. Yeah.
Okay.
So it's a true omni-channel approach, and you know, one of the things that you know, mobile wallet is very powerful because of the push notifications, but it's just one communication channel. Obviously, as you know, Messenger's super powerful for the open and the click through rates, and so we leverage all of it. But we leverage it in a way that, you know, what's going to get them to take action. So, you know, obviously, initially, Messenger is the perfect way, because we know that the open rates are 80-90%, click-through rates are crazy, which means we can get them to install either the event ticket, the membership card, Groupon-style offer. There's many different things that you can do with mobile wallet. And once we
just to give you an example, for Tony Robbins launch, we had about 75% install rate of the event ticket in wallet, which is very high.
75%
install rate. Yeah.
That means one out of four people who via Facebook Messenger were given the card, tapped it, and then added it to their Google Wallet or Apple Wallet.
75%.
That's huge. What's a typical installation rate?
Around the same, around 75%.
So usually it's 75. That makes sense, right? If somebody's going into Messenger to get the thing, they're going to tap and open the thing. Yeah. Do you guys do any follow-up if they don't open up the card?
Sure.
Do you come back, you do a day later and you say, hey, you didn't add the card, you'll need it for the event. Got it.
Yeah, because we detect if the pass has been installed on the phone, and if it's not, then we follow up with them. Hey, it sounds like you have not installed the pass on your phone. Here's the button again.
Wow. All right. That makes a lot of sense. I dig it. I like this whole thing. All right. How are you getting clients for this? How are you finding local businesses that would install this when you were doing it yourselves? What is it?
From Bali? Well, we deal with local businesses remotely. So we have clients in the US, in France.
Yeah, but what's your sales process? Are you buying ads that lead to a webinar where you teach this and then the local businesses sign it up, or is it something else?
We do multiple things. We do discovery calls where, yes, we do Facebook ads targeting businesses, and we also reach out to them on Facebook Messenger. We reach out to them by email. We do cold calling as well, depending which one we want, which type of business we want to.
But you don't have one process that works better than the others, or do you? What's the one that works the best right now?
We have a discovery call. So
when how do you get people to take the discovery call?
Either through LinkedIn outreach, email.
So you'll go to LinkedIn, find local businesses, you'll copy and paste your offer to them, and then ask them if they want to do a discovery call.
We actually send them to a video, which is an explainer on how Messenger and mobile wallet work in conjunction with each other.
And it's called outreach?
Yeah.
It's called
outreach. I actually get a lot of, because I've been doing mobile wallets since 2012, I actually get a lot of referrals. So, you know, businesses will approach me on LinkedIn, say, okay, hey, Dave, I want you to implement your, but it's a mix for me. It's a mixture between online and offline. So, I mean, right now we can't divulge the name, obviously, but we're working with somebody similar to Tony Robbins, that came from that particular client. So we do get a lot of referrals as well. So people come to us and say, can you do something similar to what you did for Tony Robbins?
I bet.
But yeah, but I mean, for me, it's sort of a mixture 50-50 between referrals, people contacting me either direct via email or LinkedIn, wanting to implement messenger chatbots and loyalty, and obviously on online, you know, webinars and live events such as what you do.
But so, let me see if I understand this. When you're doing cold outreach, you do it on LinkedIn. You'll do a search to find a local businesses that meet your criteria, and you'll just hit the in-mail message, and you'll send them an in-mail message linking them to your offer. Doesn't that come across as spam and get you blocked by LinkedIn?
No. We have some software. It's a clients finder. So I make the contact with them first, and then I'll reach out to them either email and then take that.
What do you mean? How do you make what's the software? How do you find them? Let's walk through how you get business to business clients.
We have a software called Clients Finder, which is
Clients Finder. Okay. What's the URL on that? Or what's the company name? Client Finder.
It's basically software that, again, we've got.
Well, you created yourself.
So it's clientsfinder.messengermarketingexperts.com.
And then how does it work? What is it? How does it find messenger marketing? Okay, I'm going to type this all in. How does it work? Where is it finding these clients?
So basically, it's you would type in restaurants, Chicago restaurants, London, and it's collected that data from multiple different sources. So it will give us the business name, telephone, email, their Facebook profile, their messaging, their LinkedIn link.
Okay, I've seen software like that. All right, so then you guys have your own version of that. And then will you reach out to them via LinkedIn?
Firstly, most of the time, either a call, and then I follow up via email or follow up via LinkedIn. It depends, obviously, if I can find out who the owner is. So as a cold outreach, a lot of the time it's actually getting on a call first to find out who I need to talk with. But I do a lot of research. So, you know, how many are they active on Facebook? You know, how many likes they have? They have the Facebook tracking code on their website. So, you know, I do a bit of homework first before I reach out to individual businesses. So, that's one way that we get clients.
David is asking for the link to this thing here. I'll put it in the chat for you guys. But you know what? I went to the URL. There's nothing there except like a login screen for their students. You're basically creating tools just for your students at this point.
Yes.
Yeah. For now. Yeah.
Why? Why aren't you turning this into software as a service?
Because
probably next step, but for now we keep it for students.
Okay.
I see John has a question about beacons.
Can you describe what beacons are for people who don't know it? And then let's see how you're using it.
Beacons are are little devices, physical devices that allow you to send messages to the customer's phone when they approach the beacon.
Yeah.
So basically the beacon can send a push notification on the phone when it's a proximity.
Yeah, you know what? So the dream of that has always been you walk into the Gap sends you a push notification via the beacon because they happen to have it at the door saying, we're offering 10% off of t-shirts. Go to the back of the store and get the t-shirts, yeah, right? So, but I've never once seen any of that. Have you? Has that ever worked?
Yeah, so what happens is that when someone has installed the pass on the phone, the pass will act as a beacon. So what we can do is we can detect where the customer is located anywhere in the world, and we define a radius, and it could be from 1 meter to 100 meters.
Okay.
So when they...
To a location that has been set. So for example, if I'm this burger restaurant and I detect that my customer is in a radius of 100 meters around me, I can send them a push saying, hey, you're very close, come in and you will get a free french fries, for example.
You know what? So I think for most of us, well, that's really cool. And I could understand that anyone who has a store would want to set this up. I could understand even for myself, if I'm at a conference, how many people have added one of my cards, right? Imagine like you add a card to show up at one of my webinars, one of my live interviews. If I'm at a freaking conference, well, anyone who's 100 meters at this conference, I want to send them an alert saying, come, let's have a drink. Let's talk. Let's do a meetup. Let's whatever, right? If you have any questions, if you want to work with me, whatever it is, I could totally see that working. Or imagine if I'm not at the conference, I could still target all of my customers who happen to be at the conference and say, I'm not there to drink with you, but here's a picture of me with a drink. You might want to meet up yourselves at the coffee shop right there and then have it connected. I see that David is smiling and Philippe is once again going to his phone to show something. What are you showing?
This is my business card on Wallet.
Okay.
So
let me see if I can scan that actually before you do anything else. Let me see what happens if I just bring up my phone to it. Can I even wait? It's detecting it. It's just there. Okay. It's so great that with the camera now on the iPhone, anytime it sees a QR code, it just automatically says, hey, do you want to go to this webpage? Okay. So that's your card. It's on the wallet.
Yeah. And on the back of the pass, on the back of my card, you have my phones, you have my website, you have everything about how you can reach out to me.
And wait, it says Safari can't download it. Let me try it again. Let's download the pass.
And what happens is that you can send, you are in conferences, you can send push notification to all people that have downloaded your business card in Wallet. So that's another use.
So what you're saying is, look, instead of walking around a conference telling people type in the stuff, just say, look, hold your camera up to my card and you'll get it. And then they get it in the card and now they have it there forever. For some reason, it's not working for me. Pass did not load. Let me see. Show preview. Okay, got it. And then add to wallet. So the one thing I've got to, you see me get really excited about your stuff. I've got to say that there's the one issue that I've got with your stuff is I think you could use a really beautiful designer that, for example, I just lost David for a little bit. He smiled, then he lost his smile. I was like, oh man, I didn't realize Andrew's going to be this much of a jerk. I could see that's painful, but I'm on a black page with blue text on it saying, if you didn't see the pass, here's how to add it. But I can't. I can't even see the text. What do you think of that? Oh no, I lost them, guys. I didn't lose them like technically. I lost them emotionally. We're doing great. But I could see, does that hurt? Is that painful for you to hear from me? You could be honest with me.
What you mean on the actual download, you've got the blue
No, that up. Your that I feel like your design work is not doing justice to the clever marketing that you've got. Design-wise, it's not showing it off. Like, I'm looking at the two of you. You're very stylish men, right? You clearly have like a sensibility, and I don't feel like your stuff is leading up to that. Because look, this is what it looks like on my screen because it didn't load up the pass. It's black background with blue text. Okay. Stuff like that where there isn't that type of obsession. Am I wrong about that? Yeah, I feel like you guys don't agree with me. I should. Yeah. I see the pain in your eyes. It's not even like my place to tell you that. All right. What did we miss? I feel like I learned a lot from you guys. Here's what I picked up out of this. Number one, I could actually create a loyalty card for anything, even my business card. Number two, when I do that, I get to send people notifications for live events and notifications for other things like offers that come up. And then as a bonus, maybe or maybe not I'll be able to use this when I'm at a conference and want to bring people out. So that's what number one. Number two, I realize one of the limitations of Facebook Messenger marketing. If I have a lot of people showing up to a live event at the same time, I'm going to have a problem getting all of them to show up unless I stagger my messages and really be prepared to start sending them out 40 minutes, half hour before the event. That's really important for all of us to know. Did I miss anything else? What's another thing? Here's another one. Number whatever I'm up to. We got to copy what you guys did for Tony Robbins, which is when there's an event, send a few warm-up messages before the event, remind people after the event, and then finally close the sale after the event. They've come in for something for free. They might want the next step up. This is an opportunity to do it. And then the final thing I learned is not everyone wants to hear your opinion about their design, Andrew. You could totally lose people when you say that. I'm looking at Felipe. He's still not loving me again. All right. Did I miss anything? Is there something else?
No. Right, no. The reason why we were glazing over it, we were not sure what you were talking about. Was it the design of the pass or the design of the page? Because the design of the pass, we are limited to Apple restriction.
It's, yes. No, the pass design is nice. I even like how there's like a small picture of you on the card that I have in my wallet for you.
Yeah.
That's Apple restricted.
That's really nicely done. All right. And then I've been seeing Ben asking several times. Ben, I intentionally ignored your question because it didn't seem that interesting to me. But the fact that you've asked it several times means that there's some burning need for this. And I get it. Maybe Ben's looking for a partnership. So Ben is asking, how did the two of you come to become partners?
Basically, Philippe was running ManyChat campaigns for five-star hotels in France. And I think, Philippe, you attended one of my webinars for the mobile wallet software, right?
Yeah. So what happened is I was running a campaign in Messenger for a five-star hotel very successfully. They had 511% ROI on their campaign, combining lead ads, sending to ManyChat, and then I saw David webinar on Wallet, and I was like, I was already using Wallet with another company from China, but a very expensive one, and I was not very happy with what they were doing. And when I saw what David was doing with Wallet, I was like, oh my God, maybe we could integrate that in Messenger. So I reached out to him. He gave me access to the software. We implemented this. We combined that as a loyalty program for the hotel, and then we, you know, it was like an alchemy between the two of us because we were so excited about doing that. Having that type of results for me was huge, and for David was just the validation of the concept, and then we found out that we have quite similar story background. David was a DJ, I was a music producer, and so we found out we had a lot of things in common, and one of the biggest thing we had in common was the love of teaching other people succeed in building what we do. So, and the rest is history.
Yeah. Well, David, Philippe, I'd love to see your software. I get that I can go to your site. How do I get to see the software that made the two of you decide to work together? How do I try this loyalty stuff to see if I could use it for my next event?
We can hook it up for you.
All right. I just follow up with you with the message and then you'll hook it up. What do I need to do? Can I use the software myself or do I give you the event details?
We'll set it up. You just give us all the details and we'll set it up for you.
And then if I want to send a push notification afterwards, does that mean I have to come to you to send it? Because I don't want to bug you guys.
No, we can do it all in Zapier.
Oh, within Zapier. You'll hook me up within Zapier and then I just zap it over to it.
We automate the whole process.
You guys blew my freaking mind. You got something here. You got to go big. All right. For everyone who's listening, you're going to be at ManyChat's conference, right?
Yes.
Yeah. We've got a meetup at ManyChat's conference and talk in person. Let me see if I could give anyone who doesn't, I will find a way in our chat here to give anyone who wants it. I've got a discount code for come to come to this thing. I, if you guys want to come, if you're listening, you got to come out with us and have a drink. I'll help you meet Philippe and David in person. I want to meet you if you're there in person. And yes, I will. Christian saying, I'll buy you a drink. Yeah, I'll do the same thing. I want to find a way to have a drink with every freaking person who is at that conference. But last year, I overdid it. Last year, I have a suite. My team always will get me a suite. Last year, I invited everyone to my suite, and I saw the speakers came in. They felt so overwhelmed. They came up. They said, hey, Andrew, it's good to see you. We haven't seen you in months. Oh, too many people. Got to go. And they all, like, one at a time left. It was too much.
That's so, exactly what happened to me. I came to your suite.
You were there.
I was there, and I was like, oh my God, there's too many people. And I had this throat thing, and I could not speak. It was too loud, and I was, okay, get out.
It was too big. We talked, I think, for like a second. We said hi, and then that was it. It was too much. I was personally overwhelmed, and I loved seeing people. You cannot flood me with too many people. That flooded me with too many people. So I got to find a better way to do it.
Right.
Okay. All right. I'm going to put a link here for anyone who wants to come to the conference. Come. Let's do it. I'm actually almost suffocating thinking about it. And then what we're going to do for everyone who's here live, let me do discount code. For anyone who's here live, we're going to do a screen sharing and just take a look at some of the stuff that they do with Facebook Messenger. But I'll close out the podcast by saying thank you all for listening, and thank you to the two sponsors who made this interview happen. The first, if you want anything coded up, listen to the excitement that we all have for the product that David and Philippe created. Anytime you have an idea, but you don't have the bandwidth to do it, the expertise to do it, the team to do it, go to TopTal and hire the best of the best, people who've done it before, and they will do it for you. That's top as in top of your head, tal as in talent, TOPTAL.com/Mixergy, and you'll get a big, big reward for using it for me instead of finding it directly. And then finally, HostGator, great place to host a website, HostGator.com/Mixergy. All right, I'm going to hit stop, and then let's take a look at the screen.